Since we're in Paris, Chris, my first question for you is somewhat French themed.
Yeah.
Would you rather drive an Uber or taxi in Paris or New York?
Oh, man.
New York City.
Probably New York City. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, probably New York City. Yeah, because I don't know this. I couldn't get around here in Paris. Like, those. I'm a terrible driver. Those, like, really small streets, like, that'd be not good for anyone. All right, and question two. Ketchup giant Heinz put a big monolithic display right in the heart of Chicago on the Navy Pier to try and sway Chicagoans of the notion that ketchup on a hot dog is a terrible idea. They want to dissuade Chicagoans from thinking that putting ketchup on your hot dog is a bad idea. Do you agree with Heinz or the native Chicagoans?
I thought they wanted you to put ketchup on the hot dog.
Heinz wants you to put ketchup. They want to dissuade the Chicagoans from their belief that putting ketchup on a hot dog is a bad idea.
Okay. I would take a Chicago dog over a regular hot dog with ketchup absolutely every day.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a mustard person.
You're a mustard on a hot dog?
Not a ketchup person on a hot dog. No way.
As we've talked about the show, I'm not a hot dog person at all.
Okay, Chris, question number three. Fanatics is launching their first Fanatics Fest, which is basically Comic-Con for sports. Which still alive athlete, because God knows you'd go into the archives for this one.
Yeah.
Which still alive athlete would you dress up as and line up to see if you were to attend?
Ooh. It's probably Tom Brady or Larry Bird.
Oh, God. Yeah. Tom Brady.
I mean, if I was dressing up, though, I'd get the butt dimple in the chin, you know? I'd over-accentuate my chin dimple, you know? Like, make it, like, really, like,
you gotta
really
go as
huge.
The Birdman.
The Birdman?
Yeah.
Get a mullet going,
that's
like
right.
A fake mullet
and
a 33 jersey.
Short jersey. Yeah.
But that's not good for anyone. Me and that. Would you rather see me with a butt dimple or a mullet and a short shorts?
A mullet and shorts.
Really?
Shorts,
wow.
For sure. You got to go all in on this. Tom Brady's just like, meh.
I think the other sex would generally disagree with you, Ann. All right. Oreo is challenging the common perception that the navigation buttons on mobile apps look like a hamburger, stating that, in fact, they look more like a stack of two Oreo cookies. Mm. And where does the Oreo rank for you in terms of delicious packaged cookies?
Ooh,
what is your Mount Rushmore of packaged cookies?
Somebody was here yesterday saying they look like a barcode, which I guess
yeah,
I think
same
the
company,
barcode.
Actually. Same ad agency did both of those.
Same ad agency. It's slick. I like it. Like, from an ad perspective, I do like this approach. I think it's a smart campaign. But anyway, I would say Snackwells top my list.
Snack
just the
Wells.
Vanilla cream sandwich Ooh. Cookies. Snackwells, still love them if I can find them. But I feel like there's probably something toxic in there because I don't see them around anymore.
Yeah, I haven't seen those in a while.
That ranks number one. Then the Soft Batch chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They don't make those anymore, do they?
I don't know. They were big in the 90s.
Those were so good.
My aunt used to buy them for me all the time because my parents would get them. But, okay.
So
then,
is Oreo in your top four?
Then Oreo is number three.
Okay, what's number four? What's your Mount Rushmore?
I guess I'd probably say, like, one of those, like, Otis Spunkmeyer cookies or something. Mm. Like, you know, the vending machine cookies. Yeah. They're, like, decent. They're not great, but, like, they'll do in a pinch.
Not the Chip Ahoy. You're not going Chip Ahoy.
No, I don't like. They're too
crunchy.
I
don't crunchy. Like Chip Ahoy either.
They're too crunchy.
No. So I agree.
I would anything soft. I'm a soft cookie kind of person.
Yeah. You got to have the soft cookie.
Oh,
yeah, 100%. I think my four is very similar to yours.
What would your four be?
I think it'd probably be the same. I think I'd go Oreo number one, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd probably put the Thin Mint in there, too, in my Mount Rushmore, if you're including the Girl Scout. Oh, you're not? Wow. Oh, yeah. No, I love a good Thin Mint.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. And remember, if you can only read or listen to one retail blog in the business, make it OmniTalk. But before we say that, Ann, we got to give a happy birthday today to Sean Bean, Rooney Mara, and to the woman who needs no alias, Jennifer Garner.
Good one.
Thank you, Ed. Yes. Who writes this crap, Ed?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I do know. It's very evident.
And he's standing right beside you.
Yes.
And remember, if you can only read or listen to one retail blog in the business, make it OmniTalk, the only retail media outlet run by two former executives from a current top 10 U.S. retailer. Our Fast Five podcast is the quickest, fastest rundown of all the week's top news, and our daily newsletter, the Retail Daily Minute, tells you all you need to know each day to stay on top of your game as a retail executive, and also regularly features special content that is exclusive to us and that Ann and I take a lot of pride in doing just for you. Thanks, as always, for listening in. Please remember to like and leave us a review wherever you happen to listen to your podcasts or on YouTube. You can follow us today by simply going to youtube.com/OmniTalkRetail. So until next week.
Oh, man.
On behalf of Ann and myself from the World Retail Congress in Paris, be careful out there.